Blog Talk Radio.
This service is provided by Free Conference Call.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. Let me give me a second here while I'm getting logged on to my other network. We will get this party started. All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday. That's right, Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, January the 9th. That's right, January the 9th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we got a barn burner for you today. We got a powerful message for you today. This is part three of the seven-part series entitled, again, Replacing Error with the Truth, Not a Truth. And so today we want to talk about the true destiny of mankind. What I'm getting ready to share with you is not taught in many circles or most circles. So for all of my traditionalists out there, again, don't believe a word I'm saying today. I simply ask you to do what I ask you to do on every show, and that is to do your own homework or do your own research. Today we're going to talk about the Archon's death versus the Agathon, or the Agathon, which means life. We also want to get into understanding, overstanding, and understanding a very important topic today that has to do with inheriting the light. Driven to inherit the light. I don't know about you, but I'm driven to inherit the light. So today we need to talk about what that means, driven to inherit the light. If you die, or if you are dead while you yet live, you will never die. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, we've already talked about this in part one and part two. If you die while you live, you will never die. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. We broke that down already. So anybody that wishes to find his life must lose his life, according to Scripture. And anybody who loses his life will find his life. So we talked about that in part one and in part two. This is a seven-hour, seven-part series. Again, if you haven't paid for this series, please go to the website at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'm sorry, the website masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Cost now is $99 to get all seven parts. Because what I'm getting ready to share with you is very important, which is we all know that something's wrong with the universe or the world because we have entropy, we have death, we have evil. We have grown men who want to sleep with little boys. We have men who think that it's right to go out and take the Lulu. We have animals that eat other animals. We eat animals. We have a lot of cray-cray stuff going on in this world that we say is normal, but it's not normal. It is paranormal. It is metanormal or metanoia. So we've already talked about inside of the secret book of John, that word noia, and we talked about how there was different types of noia that was created, which means nous, N-O-U-S, in the Greek, which means mind. So all of this was created by Yabato. Yabato and his demons, which we talked about, there are seven arcs or seven archons. These seven archons created 365 demons that we read about in part one and part two that is part of, that found us out of the Apocryphon of John, which I recommend that you do not believe what I say. Please do not believe a word I'm saying. Please read the Apocryphon of John for yourself. Read John 10 for yourself. The entire creation is working against you. The entire creation was created with different seven types of nous or noias or minds that's against or different from Agathon. Agathon is mentioned 33. You got 33 vertebrae. There's 33 cranial nerves. I'm master teacher 33. 33 times this word Agathon is mentioned inside of the Helios Biblios, which means good, which means benevolent, which means kind, which means that is the pleroma, that is the pleru, that is the father of life, Agathon, or Agathon. Agathon is one of the titles, names, attributes of the father, Agathon. So without understanding Agathon and all of the different mindsets, these are shadows of light. It says in the Apocrypha of John, Adam was revealed because within him dwelt the shadow of light. His mental abilities were far greater than those of his creators. They had glazed upward and seen his exalted mental capacity. Now, it also says, the host of rulers and demons plotted together. They mixed fire and earth and water together with the four blazing winds, and they melded them together in a great turbulence. Adam was brought into the shadow of death. Adam, the original Adam, and the original Eve that was taken out of the original Adam was originally made in Zoe life, in the Zoe or Zoio, which was the original name of the life management system, which is the purpose of everything that I do, which is to teach you, again, life and life more abundantly. The life management system is designed to assist you with inheriting the life. It's designed to assist you with replacing error with truth. It's designed to assist you with replacing the archon, death, with the agathon, life. The archons means the arc, which means the original pattern, is turned on. Arc is on. We need to turn the arc off. Now, Yahushua says something that is mind-blowing, and again, do not believe a word that I'm saying today. Look this up for yourself. Make sure it bears witness with your spirit. If it does not bear witness with your spirit, throw it away. Please, do not believe a word I am getting ready to say. Look it up for yourself. John chapter 11, verse 23. Look it up for yourself. John chapter 11, verse 33. This is extremely important because today's message is very important. This is why I am driven to inherit the light. I asked the Father a specific question because I was wired different from my 13 brothers and sisters. All of us was different, but I was driven. I did a show called, again, driven or pushed by demons, but we are led by the Ruach or the Spirit. I needed to find out why I was driven more so than my siblings. I couldn't understand. I have bulldog tenacity, even today. My energy level at my, again, advanced state and age, if you want to call it that, is way greater. My wife will tell you, I could bring her on here right now, she'll tell you, yeah, that Negro don't sleep. Last night I probably slept maybe 2-3 hours. I was up, down, I was walking around, I was eating, I got on the internet, did some more research, worked on some near reports. You know, went back to bed, woke up again, went back to bed. I don't sleep. It just didn't start. It's been like that my entire life. Now, that's not nothing bad, good, or indifferent. That's just the way that I'm wired. So I wanted to know why I'm driven. And I thought I was driven for evil, but now I see I'm driven to inherit the light. So I wanted to know. And I asked the Father to show me why am I different from my brothers and sisters. John chapter 11, verse 23. John chapter 11, verse 23, we are going to replace the archon, death, with the agathon, Greek word, that gives us the English word good or life. Jesus said unto her, your brother will arise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. Let me say that again. Jesus said to her, now everybody knows the story. Lazarus, he's dead and he stinketh. Jesus said it to her, I am the resurrection. He didn't create it. He is it. That's totally different. Just like love. Love is not oxytocin. One of my clients, Andreas, pointed out to me, if you look at the word oxytocin and you change the T and the C around, you get a whole nother drug, a whole nother word. And English is like that, with all of the letters inside of the English language. And the reason why that is important is because English, again, is grammaria, grammatus, which is Witwicky or Wickwicky or Sam Witwicky from the movie The Transformers, which is the name of the blind god that created this unauthorized production. As we talked about in part one, and I do not recommend that you believe me, I highly recommend that you look it up. Jesus inside of the Bible, for all the Bible thumpers, and for the non-Bible thumpers, is inside of the Apocrypha of John. It's inside of the Book of Enoch. It's inside the Gospel of the Gospel of Truth. It's inside the Gospel of Mary Magdalene. It's inside all of the ancient texts. If you're a Luciferian, it's inside the Egyptian Book of the Dead. It's inside of the Codex Gigas. It's inside of, again, the devil's Bible. No matter what your history or culture, it says the same thing. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. So that means there's different types of life, that like there's different types of truth. I'm interested in the life and the truth, that the Christ or the Christos had. Jesus said this, he who believes in me will live even though he dies. Let me say that again. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? That is the true destiny of mankind. The true destiny of mankind is death can't hold you, homie. Even though he dies, he lives. Now, I got to say some shocking statements. I ain't apologizing because it is what it is. Everybody on this damn planet, according to the Bible, is dead or blind. The Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says that, again, our righteousness is as filthy rags. And it goes on and on and says some other statements. That means that we got a whack creation. It's a whack creator. As I said in part one, the word archon means ruler and magistrate. It does not mean creator. So every word, and I triple that you to go to your Old Testament Bible and click on the word God, Lord, El Shaddai, Elohim, Elyon, any title or name for God inside of any Bible on any planet. And look up the definition of the word God. You will not find Agathon. You will not find the Father of Lights that it talks about in James 3. You will not find the big G. This is an authorized production. I did not say that it wasn't good or bad and none of this other bullshitness that everybody want to debate. Call it whatever you want to call it, homie. I'm not in it. Jesus said, I am in this world, but I'm not of this world. If I were so, I would call down a legion of angels. When they was crucified, and they said, hey, ain't you the you know, king of the Jews? Why don't you, you know, come off this cross and save yourself? He said, man, I'm not playing this stuff. This is a non-entity for him. This whole world was a non-factor. Everything in this world is a non-factor. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. Is there anybody that's a friend of this world? Well, the God that I serve, yeah, he not feeling you right now. Now, thankfully, he loves without ownership. Now, that's contrary to everybody's theology. I don't know nobody. I've never met a human being on earth that loves without ownership. Never, myself included. You piss me off, you can count your ticket or punch your ticket. So I don't love without ownership either. If I don't own it, I ain't going to take care of it. Now, my goal is to get better at it, but I'm gonna keep it real. I ain't gonna wash your car. Unless you give it to me, sign over the title, and once it becomes mine, bam. But the big G is a creator of shipments he don't own. That's why everybody makes a mistake. People tell me, well, what does God allow us to help us, brother? He loves without ownership. He creates and he gives it free will. That's contrary to all of our theology. People tell me all the time, but I got unconditional love. Really? Let me slap you upside the head and see how much unconditional love you got. And women say that all the time, well, I love my husband unconditionally. Really? Let him cheat. Watch how fast you pack his shiznits and tell him to get up out of chill. That's humanity. That's all of us. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It is what it is. But that's why the big G ain't on the planet, because the big G ain't like that. And since we cannot wrap our brain around love without ownership, we are in a conundrum. See, the creator is an archon. He's a fallen thief. His name is Lucifer. He's an inferior dark entity who is incapable of producing anything that is a agathon. He can't do it. People tell me all the time, well, Doc, how do you know the truth from the lie? The truth is a agathon. The lie is an archon. Period. Drop the mic. Exit stage left. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because people get it misconstrued. The material man, the material body, is, again, an archonic creation. It is not an agathon creation, because everything that the agathon creates, again, as we talked about yesterday, it is in an internal state. In them, there is no shade or variance. He never changes. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. Let me sure you understand what I just read in John chapter 11, because I just read Jesus said something that was a little cray-cray, because he said that I am the resurrection. That means he don't resurrect people. That means he is the resurrection. Now, that's another study for another time. That's a cookie blower. Then he says he don't give life. He says he is the life. He makes seven I am statements, and one of them is I am the life. And the light. Then he says, he who believes in me will live even though he dies. What? So I die and I live? Ding, 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 ding. That's why I'm not afraid of death. That's why when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you fear no evil. Because you know death is just a transition. And then he says, whoever lives and believes in me will never die. What? Hold up, come on. Whoever is alive right now and believes in me right now will never die. Sign me up for that program. So I signed up, and that's the program I teach. Life, homie, not knowledge. Now I need you to make sure you understand what I'm saying, because I'm just, you know, rallying off, making a bunch of statements. See, the Gospel of Thomas says this. His followers said to him, when will the rest for the dead take place? And when will the new world order come? I added in order, it just says, well, the new world. Everybody talking about the new world order. The new world order. Man, the new world order has already came and left. Now, the Gospel of Thomas says this. They asking Jesus, when is the resurrection of the dead going to take place? When will the new world order come? And he said unto them, what you look for has come, but you do not know it. Now, let me go further down the rabbit trail. We're talking about the true destiny of mankind, my destiny. Now, I don't know where y'all going when you die, transition, or whatever you want to call it, but I know where I'm going. Now, let me make sure y'all understand. Because if you're part of the life management system, you need to understand. So that way, you will never, ever walk in fear again. You will never ever be inferior in your own brain. Now, remember, nobody can talk to you unless you let them. I learned that in the streets. I'm going to make sure you understand the spiritualness of what I just said. See, in the hood, can't nobody take your Kool-Aid unless you give it up. In other words, if you ain't got no fight, homie, they're going to take your cookies. So when I was a little kid, as y'all know, they used to take my cookies every day, get my ass whooped. Then I got tired from that day to this, and nobody took my cookies no more. Why? I made a mental disposition. I made a decision. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means spiritually. We ain't talking about the hood. We're talking about, again, the etheric realm, or the spiritual realm, life and life more abundantly. In the Gospel of Thomas, he says, what you are looking for, it has already come. Then he says, in the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, another, again, apocrypha text. Now, we already read something similar in John for the Bible thumpers. Now we're reading for the non-thumpers. Gospel of Mary Magdalene says, what is the sin of the world? The master said, there is no sin. Time out. Hold up. What? Say that again. Now, as I've said before, I can't find nowhere in the Helios Bible. Sin means hamantano in the Greek. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Look it up, please. I'm begging you. I'm begging you to go. See, there's nothing like sinning for yourself. I can come on here and I can rattle off at the mouth and talk all of this bullshitness, and it, y'all get the warm, fuzzy feeling, and you go right back out there in the world. Doesn't do nothing. But something happens to your DNA when you look it up for yourself, because then you experience truth, and the truth will make you free, even if you don't want to be free. See, the enemy knows that, so he will never allow you to go and get your lexicon or go to blueletterbible.org or go to eSword. I guarantee you, you can't do it. I guarantee you. You don't believe me? Try it. Watch what happens. Watch somebody watch the phone ring, the dog go crazy, baby fall out the crib, a car run into your driveway and smash up your car. Look up the truth. See, I'm driven. And I'm going to explain to you why. I am driven to inherit the truth, to inherit the life. I thank God every day for the fact that I'm driven. Now, again, most people don't have this. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Most people don't have this. What do they don't have, Doc? Most people don't have the I wish a Negro would mentality. Jay Money, you know what I'm talking about, right, bro? See, in the hood, see, where I'm from in the hood, you walk around with the mentality of I wish a Negro would. That means you look for adversity. You look for fights. You walk around with a chip on your shoulder because your life already sucks. So if somebody come along and punch your ticket, they doing you a favor. That's how I grew up. I didn't grow up in no Lily White neighborhood, you know, with no big cars and all that stuff. Not, I mean, Lily Black, there's black, bougie black people too. I didn't grow up like that. So, see, I got something called righteous indignation. Now, I need to tell you what that means and why I got it and why you need it. Because the Gospel of Mary Magdalene says, she's asking Yahushua, what is the sin of the world, not the individual? Let me say it again. She's asking, and she says, Master, what is the sin of the world? The master said, there is no sin, but it is you who makes sin exist when you, according to the habits of your nature, that's called your negative habit pattern. That's why the life management system, all I focus on is your negative habit pattern. We can talk wealth. We can talk health. We can talk wisdom. We can talk a relationship. I did it for 20 years already. I can count on one hand the number of people who are actually fulfilled my program, and three of them are my kids because they live with me. They didn't have a choice. They had to implement it. So why come after 20 years, Brother Will? How can your life, how can your dog ain't hunting, homie? How come you ain't got, you know, all of these, you know, clients that are wealthy, healthy, and wise, brother? If your program is the shiznits, well, let me tell you why, bruh. Great question. You got something called a negative habit pattern. It's called a core imprint. It's a DNA, a.k.a. demon. Now, he, him, it, they ain't, like, about going to let you go. You know what I'm saying? In other words, they're going to fight. Now, am I saying you possessed by demons and, you know, you need to go get some holy water sprinkled on you? Nah. All I'm saying is that you have a negative habit pattern. It's called a way of thinking. And the way that you think sabotages the way that you should think. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I got one too. That's why I'm not a millionaire right now, because I'm dealing with that demon that says, anybody going to pay you $1 million for that bullshit that you're talking about? Your own mama didn't like you. Your daddy didn't like you. Your brothers and sisters think you're crazy. And you think somebody else going to actually see worth and value in you and what you talk? So I gotta deal with that negative habit pattern. What's yours? We all got one. That's sin. Sin means living without your lot, your share, your destiny. You got a destiny. You're supposed to be doing that destiny right now, but you're at the club. You're supposed to be doing that destiny right now, but you're horseback riding. You're supposed to be doing that destiny right now, but you sky jumping. You're supposed to be doing that destiny right now, but you chasing the needle. You're supposed to be doing your destiny right now, but you broke, busted, and disgusted, and you acting like a poor creature because something bad happened to you when you was a little kid, Brother Will. So we all got a negative habit pattern that was impressed. Now remember, cruel, harsh, unjust treatment. That is perceived. Doesn't have to be real. That's called oppression. Next comes again, he has to oppress you first. Then he must depress you second. That's a lowering of your mental state. That means you think less of yourself. That means you walk around like, well, you know what? I am kind of ugly. You look in the mirror, you know, you have self-worth issues. That's called depression. That's a lowering of your mental state. You don't see yourself the way God sees you. And then after that, he may sprinkle in a little recession. Recess. Remember, the recess means voluntary stoppage of normal activity. So recess, remember when you was in elementary school, the bell would ring, you would go on recess. When the bell rung, what did you do? You stopped everything that you was doing and you ran outside to play. Most people I know, that's what y'all are doing. Friday comes, the bell rings, you take your $2 you got paid, and you go play. Now, some of y'all go to Vegas. Some of y'all go to the club. Some of y'all go to a sporting event, Brother Will. Some of y'all do it. Everybody, we all play. We all go on recess. Voluntary stoppage of normal activity. Then once you do that, ding, 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 he got you. Remember, it's oppress, depress. Remember, if you oppress, then you depress. You want to reward yourself, you need a coping mechanism because your life sucks. So you oppress, depress, recess, then possess. So the devil got this process, oppression, depression, possession. Sometimes he sprinkle a little in recession. But I've seen people with a lot of money, suckers got more demons than anybody else. So he got this three-step process, but the big G says that, hey, I need you to understand that there is no such thing as oppression. So your definition, whatever it is, people tell me all the time, Brother Will, this is very bad, brother. And your definition of good and bad is the problem. Because the big G says there's only one thing, good, because it's agathon. So the true destiny of mankind is to understand the big G's way of thinking, not the little G's way of thinking. Because if you think like the big G, guess what happens? Bam, you start to act like the big G.